Sports Saturday following Nicholas. This is the roughest several weeks that we go through in sports radio because we're dealing with the unknowns, almost like hocus pocus. And I don't know if there is an expert in the country that can explain this garbage, because that's what it is, preseason garbage. We went through with Coach Gibbs first year. We lost every game, won every game, then lost the first five that counted. You're trying to figure out, is it real, is it not? Who plays, who doesn't play? We're holding people out. We're faking this. We're not running our real stuff because we're holding back. We've got new coordinators, and what do they do? What do you want them to do? Show what they've got or save it for Philly? Okay, up front, you know where I'm at. I don't give a daggone about anything other than beating Philadelphia. Now, how we get to that is what the process becomes very interesting. Because it's like walking through a landmine. If you step on wrong one, you get blown up. How do you develop? Your eyes don't lie. Don't be afraid to say what you saw. If you saw something and you think it stinks, say it stinks. You're not wrong. But this is the beautiful thing that we go through, and we're going to do the same thing next year, and we're going to do the same thing the year after that. Because how do you figure this out? It's a violent game that you have to get prepared for, but nobody wants to obviously get hurt. Nobody wants to lose people. There's a number of different philosophies. You pick one that makes you feel good and comforted. For me, I follow people that win more than they lose. And I tend to go with what does they do. And what they do is probably what I would do. But I'm the talk show guy now. We're sitting here talking about it. We don't push any buttons that really matter. But don't let that stop you from your opinion, because that's what it's all about. And somewhere out there, BTP is lurking. And boy, is he steaming. He is so angry at our top pick because he feels like that he didn't bust a grape. He doesn't get the chance to go from being a college All-American, the best thing since peanut butter and jelly. He's got to hit it running. Maybe BTP's right, but maybe he's not. That's the beautiful thing about these next 3 hours. I don't know if there is an expert that can explain it, but we shall try. But don't let that stop you from your raw emotions. What did you feel? What did you see? What do you think? And I'm going to start with Metal. Then I get to Drew. Metal, you've seen this as much as I've seen it. If you just had to sum it up quickly, what would you say about last night's experiment?
Well, I mean, I think the first takeaway is the Mariota injury. But aside from that,
I'm with you.
I mean, defense looked all right. I wanted to see more from Sonny, but he looked like a rookie, and he is a rookie. So, I don't know. In his preseason game, I'm not worried about that. I don't know. Looked good.
Drew?
Doc, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit worried about that second unit defense. You got Leo Chenal out there, Sonny Styles, and the Miami Dolphins defense walked all over them. Malik Willis looked like
the offense,
an elite quarterback out there throwing dots.
You know
dots.
What Miami did?
And just to make it Devon clear, Achane was going
it's
all over
radio,
the
but we
defensive
can't use
line.
Facts.
Gave up a touchdown that easily.
They had their first unit
Very worried
in.
About that.
So Miami put their first unit in. For those of you that slept through it, and you probably were better off. They put their starters out. Okay, against your puppies. Let's call it for what it is. And so it wasn't the best showing. Now, you asked me and you didn't ask me, but I'm going to volunteer this. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. I want my babies to be exposed to the worst environment when it doesn't count. Some of you would have rather seen them play guys that won't be in the league in 3 weeks. Now, had he done that and stuffed them and sacked them or whatever, would you be happy now? Because you wouldn't walk away with a damn thing that matters. I'd rather see them not do well against their starters and have a basis to get better than to have it fake. But you choose the lane you want to go, because I personally don't care.
The only thing I was a little bit worried about, like Leo Chenal, he's going to be an important piece for this defense come this season. And also, yes, Sonny Styles is a rookie, but we're expecting a lot out of him. Again, I know he's a rookie, so just seeing them struggle, again, I know it's first preseason game, just had me a little bit worried. But I thought the younger guys, the rookies,
what did you Ethan think he was going to do? What did you expect him to do?
Definitely better than Sam Hartman.
What did you expect him to do? Did you expect him to just run through and hit these guys that have been playing and just make a play and look like Dick Butkus? It's not his game. His game is an athletic game. His game is using his skill set to recognize, identify, and get there with his legs. I get it. It wasn't good. But I'll take it, and we'll see what happens when it goes. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. This is going to be great.
I think it's a good place to start from.
I do,
really.
Too.
Like, that's kind of what it is, and that's what the first preseason game, I think, should be.
But did you hear BTP last night?
No.
Oh, God. No. You owe it to yourself. Of all of his dramatic presentations, one of the best. I was laughing so hard going home, because if you didn't know better, you would think he actually believed what he was saying. You know, he doesn't. But it was an Academy Award deal, and I just think that preseason is that we're not going to remember. Can you remember one thing that happened last preseason?
Not a ton. I remember
one thing.
Terry wasn't playing, right?
I don't remember. Not a thing.
And Terry hadn't signed yet. It was kind of the big thing to me.
And I don't ever want to. But it happened, and atmosphere. I'll tell you what I did like. I love the kids in the uniform. For me, that was such a – it made me feel good to see that the history hadn't been trashed. I mean, that was nice.
Did you see Josh Harris wearing the new W with the arrow through it hat?
Yeah, I saw those. I like those.
Yeah.
I like those.
You think that's going to end up on the helmet? I figure that's
– Oh, yeah, of course.
Know.
Yeah, of course. This is a slow roll. This is like marketing 101, to where we're testing something, we tease something, we coming out. If they had the arrow through it, if they had the old logo on through it, and they were 0-12, I would throw up. You know what I mean? Eventually, it's going to matter what they do on the field, but it looked good. And I thought that they ended the right way. What I'm looking for is their instinct. They're aggressive. Once they got stung, they came back stinging. I mean, they came back. And the run game, from whatever it matters, I thought was impressive. There were some people that I'm just looking at them. It's like if you ever have puppies and you go, we were aggressive. You know, I don't want my guy in the corner getting mauled. There was a level of aggressiveness that I was pleased with. I said, okay.
Run game seems interesting. Like, there's a big question about how many of these running backs we're going to keep now after this game, I feel like. I mean, we got more games to play.
I mean,
but
look, here's the thing that I find so interesting. Some people tend to act like it's actually a thing. To me, it's no thing. You got to prove we got backs that we can win with. I haven't seen that yet. I'm waiting to see that. I saw some guys in here I'd like to hitch my wagon to. I thought, oh, man, we've got some guys in here that look like they want to run downhill. They look like they don't want to be tackled by one guy. If I don't lose the ball in the possessions, I like that. You're not supposed to be totally pleased in preseason. It's a working process. It's a working process. Where do we go from here? Actually, preseason week 2 is a lot more fun, but you got to get through 1. And everybody has a different philosophy. Some people play them, some people don't. I go, we won't know till it's over. Yeah, we just won't know. But I do want to know from the people what you think. It matters. You support this thing with love. Your vote matters. Jonesy, is that Jonesy on Uno? Jonesy. First
Keep
up.
The canine.
Lita, hey, man. I'm coming as like a hazmat. It's like there's been a spill Now we got to clean it up. And we got to clean it up.
Right.
And everything matters. Everybody's vote matters. But what's your gut tell you right now? You throwing in the season or are you jumping on board?
I'm jumping on board because, I mean, from what I saw last night, I mean, they slowed. I mean, the game started off slow with the guys. And then you said it yourself. We're looking at some guys that won't even be there within the next 30 days. So I'm not really concerned about that. I just hope they pretty much, you know, fortify my offensive line with on both sides of the ball, really, the trenches. Offensive and defensive line, and get that together. So, because last night doesn't mean anything, but hey, these guys are out there hungry. I saw guys out there last night trying to pay the rent off of a preseason game. They hungry, Doc. They ready to go. I like that Calix man, Calix Manis, the quarterback. I call him K-Man. You know what I mean? Because I can't get that name straight from time to time. That dude is ready now. So I mean, if they needs a backup and, you know, a number 8 can't go, Calix Manis is sitting right there. I mean, come on.
Man. K was – and this is the beauty about this. There's some people that don't practice well. They play better than they practice. Then there are others that practice better than they play. You don't know till the game starts. You can't figure it out. Sometimes the scrimmage brings out the best in people. Not everybody. That's why we go through this. That's why there's several games. And you go through and you say, you know, let's see what happens. But overall, I want to know. I thought BTP made some good points. He was highly disappointed in the front, defensive front. And he's not wrong, and because I know what he's looking for.
Wrong.
Well, but again, he played the position, so obviously he's more invested in that.
Right.
But we this is what you're looking for. Did anybody look scared? No, I thought
right?
We had some fight.
We got time to figure it out.
Got some time to figure it out, but not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time.
September's looking at you. And they're baiting you. They're baiting you to come into the opener and to come into the month of September making excuses. Because nobody gives a daggone about it. They're coming out to butcher you. Philly, Dallas, Seahawks. And you can't run. You can't hide. Somebody's got to show up and represent. To me, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. And you just got
to
get enough
people.
Now,
to beat those
you're not
guys.
Scheming either.
Right.
Look at you got two new coordinators. These guys probably dreamt about this. They couldn't wait to get out, but yet they're out and they can't show their stuff. Because if they show their stuff now, that'd be the dumbest thing they could ever do. So they got to just hold back. It's a camouflage.
That's right, but we are seeing those guys are looking like they are the real deal.
Well,
Durante and Blau, I'm sorry. They look like they know what time it is.
Yeah, it's
and
promising.
They look very confident. I looked in their eyes last night, and I saw that look of confidence that they know that they can't wait to get out there and put on for show what they got this coming season.
Yeah.
So, Doc, I'm confident in those guys. That's all I was looking. I just wanted to look in the eyes and see that eye of the tiger, and they both coordinators have it. So, therefore, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Appreciate you, dog.
Time will tell.
Oh, yeah. No. We got a lot of time. A lot of time.
Yes,
the key is that you want to keep the casualty count low, but you can't control that. So it's all about depth. Every time a guy turns an ankle, the guy behind him has an opportunity that maybe he hadn't counted on. Better be ready. Appreciate that. Going out to Fredericksburg right now. Dave, welcome.
Doc. I love you, Doctor. I love you, man. I listen to you all the time.
My man.
The team last night was a preseason. You know, maybe that's what it was. It was preseason. I wasn't real happy with the backups.
Uh-huh.
And Styles, you know, like you said, he's a rookie. You know, he's going to make mistakes. His background is he was good in college, so I watched him plenty of times. One thing I'm going to correct you on, and I'm an old Redskins fan. I wish they stayed the Redskins, but they didn't. That is not an arrow. That is a spear. that threw that W.
Spear, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think that was me that said it wrong.
Said when,
you're right,
the
Spear.
Owner, when he brought that up with that hat, he said, just remember that's a spear.
You're right.
Through the Game of Thrones movie, and that's what it was. But like I say, I'm an old Redskin fan. I wish it had it. But I'm a military commander guy, so I like commanders, too. It's either way. So
no, you're right. We've got to get it right.
This one. I love you, Doc, because you tell it just like it is, and you don't mind saying it. And that's what I love about
appreciate
you.
Appreciate you, dog. Keep appreciate
up the
you.
Good, keep up the good work, my friend.
My man, thank you. The spear is definitely I heard they implemented some words back in the fight song, that which is great.
Yeah, they did, yep.
Yeah, that was I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. I mean, it's like piece by piece, step by step. It doesn't matter why. What matters is that.
I don't think they're going back to the old name, but I wonder if they're going to go something more along the lines of Natives, Braves, Warriors,
but
something like
Braves
that.
Braves on the Warpath is back. They got that. I heard that. You know,
sure. Yeah.
Braves on the Warpath.
That's back. But I'm just saying overall, like, I don't think the team name is going back.
I don't.
But I wonder if they're going to move towards something more, you know, like Braves or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think everything is open. But what's more importantly is the people on the field and how they play. If I'm 4-1, I'm
100%.
Good. I can be called Alley Cat as long as I'm 4-1. But I have to be better than I was the last time we saw them out and it counted. And so you are your record. You got to hold on to that. I can't live with that. That's got to change. And so we sit, we wait on this stuff. Scrimmage was somewhat exciting. Everything about it is good because we're starving for it. But you can't accelerate this pace. Don't get beyond yourself, and don't forget the target. The target is South Philadelphia. Everything you do has got to be for that, so that when we roll out their opening day, we're hitting on all cylinders. And if it takes this to go through it, then, man, sign me up. Let's do what we got to do, and let's get through it. This is a whole new thing. I mean, we had them even back in the Stone Ages. You had scrimmages, you had things, but it didn't detract from the preseason games itself. But you had a different schedule, you play more games. I mean, I feel for these kids just to travel alone. I mean, you're playing all over the world, and it's a lot to get through. But the bottom line is that for somebody, they couldn't sleep last night, the night before last. And they came out there. And again, if I were to have a victory in the running game or the passing game in preseason, I will take the running game. And I saw that. I saw people coming off the ball. We've got some people that that love contact. They surround this. They embrace the violence in the game. They find joy in that. We got some defensive people coming out of secondary, throwing leather around. Yeah, I was pleased with that. 519 here, 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
No, Doc, that was in your, you said 519. It's 1219.
Did I say 5?
Yeah, you did.
Maybe age is starting to sip in.
You got to be careful with the number 5 these days.
Yeah,
I don't know
if you've
heard
maybe
about the lawsuits and cease and desist going on. Going,
is it me or the clock? Yeah, it was late last night. You're right.
12, you were 19, up later than I was.
Man, maybe age is starting that. Maybe I'm about to start the show age. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. Make it 12:25. Here in the nation's capital, Metal Drew behind the glass, DOC. On a hot microphone in what becomes the most challenging conversations we have all year, because we're in make-believe land. It's preseason. Some people say it matters. Some people say it doesn't. Some people play their people. Some people don't. And if you're a rookie, you got to show at some point in time. It's not a preseason game for these rooks. It's something they've dreamt about. You can't get through night. I'm reaching out to the all-time leading rusher at University of Maryland, Lamont Jordan, because he summed it up over the years so very well, eloquently, because he was a running back. You can say it doesn't matter, but if you got that ball in your hands, people are coming after you. You're a target. and you need people to block for you, and you need to be aware they're trying to knock your head off.
Oh, yeah.
And so, to me, and at the quarterback, you can be taken completely out in this. We know that because pass protection is at a premium. I just, you want to come out of it okay. I'm uncomfortable that Mariota sustained an injury that, as last time I checked, we still is on the dark side, right? Communication black hole.
Yeah, I haven't seen an update yet on
that's not
timelines
good.
Or anything. I'm sure they're still assessing and doing everything right now.
But the longer that we don't know, the worse I feel about it. Because you rush to tell good news. You do the snail crawl when it's bad news. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Don't know, wish I could help you with that one, but it's part of what happens. You got to get through it. I mean, you just do. It's these scrimmages are good. I think any work where you get and you're not hitting your own people is healthy. You like to go against people that you don't know personally and get after that. I mean, that's a part of the game. Never going to change. But how do you work the timing out? Evaluate the practices I've seen. The spirited looks good. Just the composure, the makeup of the team is completely different from a year ago. But how could it not have been? This team is youthful.
Just real quick here. Dan Quinn has said that he will provide an official update on Mariota tomorrow. So we won't hear anything today.
That doesn't help us today.
No, I know. I'm just telling you. We won't know today. They're probably still just doing tests and stuff.
So. Isn't that strange?
I mean, unless you know someone in that locker room can tell us.
No. They couldn't tell us because they're not going to know unless they have a medical background. Obviously, there's something beyond. He didn't get a scrape.
Yeah, non-contact injury. So
yeah, and those usually twist, turn, tear.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing too bad. Well, I don't know. Hopefully he just got a cramp.
I doubt it's that. I think that cramp would have been solved by the time he left the locker room.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm just trying to think of the best case scenario, Doug.
No, and you're wishful. You're wishful. And that is good. It's 1-800-636-1067. We care about the fan base. You have a right. You have a feeling about it. Hell, I'm glad you care. There are a lot of people that don't necessarily fall in love with a team that won 5 games. But this base is powerful, strong, and you do care, and you have a right to care. Watching preseason games, I'll tell you what, it's fun. Just watching, there's a ton of them today. Just seeing football is interesting. And if you think last night was something, wait until next week. The Lions Den. And they've got a chip on their shoulder. I'm glad we're playing Detroit. I like the way they approach football. And because you know the line of scrimmage matters to them. I love that philosophy. And that's what it comes down to. You know, I didn't remember any botched snaps. You know, we take the snap for granted. If you're in the gun a lot, don't take it for granted. I know it's been talked about. We're going to be under center a lot more. The other thing is that if you're our defense, it's going to be a defense with a lot of movement to it. You're not going to see that in preseason. You're going to see more base. They're not going to be sending a lot of people. You're not going to be blitzing a lot of people. Why would you do that? You do have to see if your people can do it. I get where you're coming from. It's important, you know, when we're going to blitz. Well, don't they need to practice that? Yeah, of course. You'd love to see that in the midst of a game. That'd be great. You know, it's we've got so many. So we're so much more. We're so athletic now, especially on the edges. I do believe that this team is going to be very active at getting after quarterbacks. I can see that. I mean, I'd be stunned if we weren't an impact group when it comes to getting after the quarterback. And that's the difference, because the great ones do it under pressure. I mean, I heard a lot of talk about Vegas and whether or not we're going to play the Heisman Trophy winner. And, you know, kid went right in there and went down the field and looked good. Some guys just have it. But he wouldn't have been able to do it if he didn't have proper protection. You know, that's the key. So 1-800-636-1067 is the number on that. Ah, first set of blood. First contact. Finally got preseason game number one under the belt. People say, well, does it matter if we win or lose? I don't know. We won the first four, Joe Gibbs' first year, and we lost the first five games that mattered. That's a tough one. I mean, you can say you want to get in the habit of it, but it depends on the people that are actually in the game. Are they going to be in the game when that matters? So that's what we got to see. We're going out to Texas. Every time I see Texas, I think about Pick. Toothpick, First String Podcast. What's up?
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you. Doc, I think the question earlier was, does preseason matter? And I'm going to say, yes, it does, especially when we know that, you know, a football season is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Mm-hmm. It's a contact sport. So there's a 100% chance of injury, right? So you have to have that back end of your roster be tested, and their test comes in the preseason, so that we know, hey, when Laramie Tunsil goes down, we know we have, you know, Coleman that can step in. Even though he's fighting for a position at guard, we know he can play tackle, and then that way we can move things around as needed, right? So what am I saying here is, for the starters, you may say it doesn't matter. Yeah, it don't matter for Aaron Rodgers, who's been in the league for 20 years or however long he's been in the league. But we got a third-year quarterback. Does the preseason matter for him? Yes. New offense, new coordinators, new wide receivers, new tight end, new offensive line. It matters. But the best part about it is the first week of the preseason is just the beginning. It's just to see, did you get everything through the OTAs, through the mini camps, through the training camp? Are you picking up what we've been drilling and drilling and grilling you guys on? And how can you perform one-on-one at this level? And then week two versus Detroit? Oh, here comes another test, a team that should have been in the playoffs next year, a team that has aspirations for going to the playoffs and going deep in the playoffs, playing a team that won five games last year. This is a big test. And it should be starters versus starters. And let's see if we can win the quarter or the half, and then let the backups bring it home. You understand what I'm saying, Doc? You feel me?
Yeah, all that in theory is fine. I just don't know if the coach is thinking this sound along those same lines. That we won't know. But everything you say makes sense, but it depends on what they've decided they're going to do. I just got
how they played it last year.
Yeah.
We know how they played it last year. It was 12 million to get you a five-win season.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. No, if it were me, I would want to see people in the game. I agree with you. Appreciate the phone call. 12:34 is our exact time. That's an interesting pop on X. Question, George C. says, would you consider trading Johnny Newton for draft capital or O-line depth? To have a trade, you have to have a trade partner. We'll be right back. 12:39 here in the nation's capital, DOC. Heavy Metal with you. Taking all calls, trying to figure this thing out. It's preseason, so I don't know if we ever do, but nobody's going to ever claim that we didn't take a shot at it. Ball, out in Greenbelt, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Doctor?
Hey, man, you know what time it is? Confusion time.
Man, it's football taco season, like you said. Overall, watching the thing yesterday, I like the thing because, honestly, I was not watching, but I was Ubering, listening to London.
Right.
So I listened to London and Brian. So I can see the game, you know, but what I like is the defense, the way they came in at starting the second quarter. You know, overall, the operation looked good. And another thing, Doc, them two running back, them guys better watch out. I think them two running back, they can take over this man, this thing. I see you talking about that Henry. Henry and Fat Man, that's something special over there. He's going to be a problem in that backfield. I'm with my money on those two kids right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Man, I appreciate that. I like the feeling. Thank you for the call.
Man.
Metal, I like the feeling I got watching our backs, watching the running game, seeing the people blocking, receivers and tight ends, everybody in on it. We weren't shy. We got downhill runners. That's the best feeling I received watching the game.
I think with a quarterback like Jaden, too, having a strong running game really takes a lot of the pressure off of him having to use his legs, which ideally puts him in less situations where he could get injured, which is of particular interest now with Mariota injured.
Well, no doubt about it. I just think that we have to run, but we're not going to see him a lot under center. We're not going to see game planning in preseason. But what we can find out about is that who has a real feel for the game. And you and I don't care what anybody says, and I think our receiver room is nice. I didn't feel, especially bringing the Terp here, I feel overconfident now with our receivers because I like the young guys that we have there as well. But none of this matters if we don't lead with our running attack, our running game, our philosophy, that our people take pleasure in knocking people off the ball and getting after them. Our tight ends, our back, everybody blocks well. So I'd rather feel good about that because that's our basis. If you ask me, well, who are we? I hope that we're a run-first team that can work that clock a little bit. And then defensively, I hope we're hard as Dickens to run on. We got some work in all those categories. As I told you last night during the post game with Big L, he wasn't wrong. He's right. We have got to be stronger at the point of attack. And all those things, you know, come, we hope to inherit. We're going to inherit some of this stuff by the schemes, but we're not going to get the benefit of our schemes in training camp. You just got to bite the bullet. You just got to trust in the fact that the core unit is going to be tough as nails, and we're going to have to fight that out. It is 12:43 here in the nation's capital. Time for us to take another quick break. Skeletos on the hill. We will have Donna Hopkins top of the hour to put her eyes and her wisdom into some of this insider trading that's going on, hopefully. And then we'll continue to take your calls here at 1-800-636-1067. If you're on the line, stay there. Quick break, and we shall be back. Every NFL city across the land, half of them, well, all of them, I do think, are scratching their head because I don't think anybody games plans for four quarters of this. It's a necessary process. You got to go through it. You absolutely have to do this to get to where you want to be, and that is building a football team that can compete. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Luke, welcome home.
Hey, Doc. So it's funny. Yesterday, I tried calling so many times. I got the beep, beep, beep. And you know what I found out? I called the wrong station. I called the fan instead of 980.
Yeah, but, yeah. You're not the Lone Ranger. A lot of people got crossed up with that because Big L and I, we were broadcasting from 980 after the show. But we got through it. And it was far more good than bad. Yep.
I was gonna call and say I thought that Ethan. You know how you always say that there's one guy that should be a hero.
Yeah, we need a hero.
I think Ethan was the hero yesterday, man. I think him and Robert Henry Jr. were the heroes yesterday. I think Ethan if Mariota is out for a significant amount of time, I trust him as the backup. And I honestly, like I said, I want Robert Henry to, I want him to make a push to make the team, man. Because I get we drafted Keytron in the sixth round, but sometimes man, you gotta make sacrifices. If you got a UFA, as you like to say, we have an UFA that's you know, balling out, man. I mean, sometimes you got to make sacrifices and put and put Kitron on the practice squad and hope nobody takes him.
Yeah, all good teams. You know what I mean? All good teams have somebody come out of nowhere and make it.
Yeah.
And provide it for, because it shouldn't be, you know, no matter where you're drafted at, that's just that process. Then it's like, how do you intertwine with the team? Do you make a contribution that makes the team better? And
once was a guy.
We're talking about the AK machine. He came in firing bullets. He looked the part. I always think this about Joe Flacco. No matter what people say about Flacco, you keep talking about Flacco because he's always there. You know, Joe, right. Metal, you get where I'm coming from?
Sure.
I love this from Joe Flacco. Because
he can still throw that ball
He can play the game. He can play the game. You know, and he can win. You can win with him. Not just, he's not a Band-Aid. He's a bridge.
Not a Bernie Kosar.
Like, you know what? You remember that. Well, see, you got age on you, too. Certain people just stick and they stay because they can play the game. You, whether you like them or not, it's not the question. The question is, can they adapt? Can you get through and can you win with them? And so this is what the preseason is. It always has been. I'm back from the Stone Ages. I mean, it used to be six games. So thank goodness that, you know, this thing has been reduced a bit, because it's really like cardboard. You're going through it. You got to. You have to. Imagine being in it and getting hurt in the first one like I did. Your rookie season, it's like crazy. This whole process, but you just got to survive.
You got hurt in your first preseason game ever?
Broke my arm, yeah. Beginning,
I had no idea.
Half, kickoff, yeah. I mean, it's like you're in Green Bay at Lambeau. Hey, man, it's, and then you try to play catch up. You got to stay in the game mentally, but you're missing reps. And it's just so much to go through it. The rules were different then. They could make you travel if they wanted to. And it's just, but you're looking for people that won't die. They just won't let the rope go.
Yeah.
They hang in there and they keep going. And
there's a mental toughness.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the interior of the offensive line because, you know, for me, everything's the Fab Five. I'm watching guys up front battling. Seeing that we're going to have people in there that are just lungers. I hate lungers because the guy misses on a lunge block, your quarterback gets killed.
Yeah.
I want people that can punch, got good hands, you know, and they stay in the fight. Even if it looks like they're getting beat to the pulp, their guy doesn't get to my quarterback. And I saw some of that in there. We got some grinders, you know, so do they get to the end of the line? I don't know, but I hope so. Because what I'm looking for is some pit bulls, some people that just hang in there and keep fighting. And even if we get punch going against us, they don't fall. They keep hustling. This game may be complicated, but it still goes to the people that hustle. People that just, their motor, do they have a motor? Will they just keep coming and keep fighting? So I think we got a lot of those guys on this team. The question is, when the numbers call, are they going to get the job done? And there's some people that are under the gun. I mean, as much as we cared about Big L, I respect him talking about these defensive line people and what he didn't see and what he's upset about and why he was willing to just go nuclear on Newton. You know, I'm going, hey, dude, it's the first preseason game. You know, but you got to go with your heart. And if you believe something, you see something, then, you know, you call it out. I'm looking for heroes. I'm looking for guys that make that one-hand catch. We took the ball away. We had some picks. They didn't drop them. They caught it. We were able to turn the tide. Kickers. We got a kicker battle going on.
I know. I didn't love when they hit the goalpost there.
Yeah, but it went in.
Sure. It went in. I want clean kicks.
It went in. It went in.
I feel like every time you hit the post, it's a 50-50 on if it's going in. You're basically flipping a coin. And we got lucky this time.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I'll take it. I'm not going to treat a man like he failed when he didn't fail. He succeeded.
I hear you.
Yeah, he didn't get points for glamour, but he succeeded. It's It's interesting. And look, this thing goes across the board. There are always people that you pick. You look. The running back, that position, a couple of them just got paid for the first time in a long while. How the game is tried, the rule changes, how we judge pass interference and the receiver game. And I like our people. I really do. I think that we have athletic talent. Diggs and Terry is frightening. I know I don't want to look ahead. I want to stay in the moment.
Well, we didn't get to see them last night, unfortunately.
No, I don't. I don't. But when we do, when we do, I'm telling you, man, there's a lot. It's not perfect, but I do think there's a lot of things here that this team can build on if it's core and its principles. But can we run it? Can we stop it? If we get those two things going for us, yeah, I can see this thing working out. Problem is, which is always a good problem, it's the NFL. But I'd have liked to have been in the room when they got that schedule for the first time. I guarantee you there was a little bit of blood that came up. A little bit of blood. But what if you go in there and shock the world in the opener?
I mean, I don't think it's that crazy. Everybody's really worried about week one and two against Philly and Dallas, both away games. Like, I get it. But I would rather face those two and get those two away games done as the first two games than, like, midway through the season.
Oh, I'm with you. I want my target to be up close because they don't know what we're doing.
Well, also, it's like the first couple of games are kind of preseason still. You know, not everybody's always ready. The teams haven't, because no one's going to play their starters much in the preseason. So it's like a lot of these guys haven't really started gelling yet that they will have by a week 8 or 9, you know?
That's true. That's true. But some people.
You got a better shot to surprise a team that ain't expecting it, is my point. Yeah, well, you know, and if you got to do it on the road, now's the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm with you. Two new coordinators. Who would you rather be? I'd just rather have talent. Talent beats innovation. I'll take the talent. I think we got the talent, and we're going to be innovative. It is 12:57. Coming up top of the hour, Donna Hopkins. We're going to talk more Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. You can join in. We'll be back.